Yes, dummy.
You big dummy.
You big dummy. See what you did?
Oh, no, you big dummy.
You dummy.
Yeah. It's time for You Big Dummy. This is where we take real news stories about dumb people doing dumb stuff. We read them and then we vote on them. And if you would like to be a part of this segment, all you got to do is find the link online to a funny dummy story. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Say, I would like to read this on the air. Dan will record it. You'll be on the radio and you'll get yourself some Lou Malnati's pizza. So find those stories and send them to nickdshow@gmail.com. Dummy number one, dummy number one. A man who called 911 for a ride to Hooters has been arrested. 28-year-old Jonathan Hinkle of Brevard County, Florida, called Tuesday evening. He said he needed a ride to Hooters because his grandmother was in the restaurant's parking lot and not feeling well. Police picked up Hinkle at a local 7-Eleven and drove him to the eatery. Once they pulled up, Hinkle thanked him and ran out of the car. Authorities then began searching for his grandmother. Unable to locate her, police said the number listed for the family. Police called the number listed for the family. The grandmother answered, said she was not at the restaurant and was not sick. Hinkle was arrested on charges for misusing 911 and was released on Wednesday night on bond, and the records didn't list an attorney for him.
Laws, dummy.
That's pretty good. Dummy number two. Dummy number two. Two. A man who had been pulled over for a speeding ticket was pulled over again and arrested after he sped away from the traffic stop. According to police reports, Stephen Cubis, 31, was driving his Chevrolet Corvette 81 miles per hour in a 45 mile per hour zone. Orlando, oh, God, Florida again. Officer Orlando Alvarez pulled over Cubis in a parking lot. According to Alvarez, Cubis was argumentative and denied he was speeding. Alvarez handed him the speeding ticket. Cubis told him he'd see him in court and then sped off. Alvarez followed Cubis and clocked him in a short time later, reading speeds as high as 115 miles per hour. When Alvarez pulled Cubis over again, Cubis acknowledged that he was speeding, but because he was angry about getting a ticket. Alvarez had then searched the car and found marijuana, drug paraphernalia, and a 9mm pistol. He was then arrested.
Before this game, you were just a plain dummy, but after the night, you'd be a broke dummy. To the dummy with the black mustache.
Dummy number three. Dummy number three. Dummy three. Three teenagers who thought they'd stolen a cake. Was it a cheesecake? were disappointed when they discovered they had taken a cardboard display cake. Edina police said the three had left the Cub Foods at about 4 a.m. with the cake in tow, but police stopped their vehicle when they saw it matched an employee's description. The cake was returned to the store, and Cub food managers declined to press charges against the team. They were given trespassing notices instead.
What kind of life do you think it is being the father of a young dummy? Every dummy, there's a dummy.
Dummy number four. Dummy number four. Four dummies. By the way, you can see a picture of this dummy on our Facebook page, which is why you should like us. Facebook.com/NickDShow. Take a look at this dummy. A Florida man drew the attention of a sheriff's detective when he stuffed 15 bottles of motor oil and 30 DVDs into his pants at a store. Was it Hammer? Was it MC Hammer? What? 30 DVDs and 15 bottles of motor oil. Detective Phil Ryan was parked outside a 7-Eleven store in Lakeland last week, and he noticed a man walk out of the store with significantly more bulk inside his pants than when he went in. Ryan then confronted the man. Ryan found William Jason Hall, 38, with 15 quart-sized bottles of Pennzoil motor oil and 30 used Treasure Hunt DVDs in his pants. What? Hall was arrested on a charge of theft, which was upgraded to a felony due to this being his third arrest on a charge.
One dummy ain't enough in this house. You got to bring home Super Dummy. Super Dummy.
Dummy number five. Dummy number five.
Authorities in Washington State said employees of a Papa John's, I know this is a good one, man. Employees of a Papa John's pizzeria were selling cocaine at the restaurant and delivering the drugs in pizza boxes. The King County Sheriff's Office said five people, including two Papa John's workers, were arrested Friday as part of a six-month-long, quote-unquote, Operation Extra Olives. The sheriff's office said the probe began in December when investigators received a tip about cocaine being sold out of this Papa John's eatery. Undercover investigators determined two workers at the pizzeria were using and selling cocaine while at work and would deliver the drugs in pizza boxes in the restaurant's parking lot. Papa John's has zero tolerance for this type of offensive and illegal behavior. The franchise has confirmed that the employees involved with the situation are no longer employed here, and we apologize for their actions, the pizza chain said in a statement.
You and Rollo gonna be in the movie. I got the perfect name for it. Super Dummies.
Okay. By the way, Seth Meyers did a joke about this story. And his punchline was something like, God, talk about better ingredients. All right, we got a vote. This is a strong week, Dan. Any full moon, that's right, man. Any one of these could be dummy of the week. Here we go. We got the dummy who called 911 for a ride to Hooters and his non-existent sick grandmother. No, she existed, but she just wasn't there. We got the dummy who sped off after being pulled over for speeding, but he was speeding because he was mad about getting a ticket. We got the dummies who stole a fake cake. We got the dummy who stole 15 bottles of motor oil and 30 DVDs he put in his pants, and the dummies who sold cocaine in pizza boxes. All right, let's go to Vic. Vic, who are you voting for on this one? No, let's go. We go to Dan always on the first. Dan, who are you going for?
I think the video puts it over the top. The guy who put 15 bottles of motor oil and 30 DVDs down his pants.
Okay, 30 DVDs down his pants. And by the way, that we can see that on our Facebook page at facebook.com/NickTShow. Vic, who are you voting for?
Yeah, same thing. I've seen the video.
Yep. Okay, the video kind of puts it over the top, I think. Esmeralda?
Yeah, same.
Yeah. It's unanimous, but I got to say, these are strong, man. I'm telling you, the 911 ride to the Hooters is just hysterical. Like, he gets out of the car and runs. All right, there you go. That's your dummy of the week. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We got news, and then straight out of context, Nick T Show Spies, and the Fly Jams will commence. Right here on WGN. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context.
What's up? Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context.
That's right. It's time for Straight Out of Context. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Good morning. If you're just waking up, Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. It's Friday. Fly Jams Friday is coming up. We are here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich has your opening bell at 5. And Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran today at 6. 312-981-7200 is talk and text. And later for your requests for Fly Jams Friday. But we do this feature every week. It's Straight Out of Context. That's when you listen to this radio station 24/7, and whenever anybody at any time says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty and it makes you giggle like a 9-year-old, jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, Dan, what do we got?
We begin with Brian. He heard this one of Wendy Snyder.
Usually you whip that out in a conversation.
But I was... you can't say whip that out. Okay.
Carol submitted this one of Brian Noonan.
Sam, you're a screamer, aren't you?
That's good. All right. Okay.
Jesse emailed this one of Steve Cochran.
I can't believe how hard you worked that in. You almost pulled a muscle.
Oh, man. Okay.
Wild Bill sent in this one of you.
God, it's so good. It is just so good. Ooh. All right. I believe. What was I talking about? Was I talking about Wonder Woman?
I think it was TV, because this next one, oh. Peter heard of Dan Feinberg.
The history of people trying to do it.
Is that the first time Feinberg's made it, right?
I believe so, yes.
That's his first welcome, Mr. Dan Feinberg, our TV dude, to the wonderful world of Straight Out of Context. Okay.
Barbara submitted this one of Justin Kaufman.
The only way you're going to be able to make any money is by selling your junk.
Now, that segment happens. Esmeralda, is that a weekly segment on Justin's show? It is,
it
right?
It is, yes.
So we get that one every once in a while when they're talking about selling your junk. All right?
Canadian Bill and Paul emailed this exchange between you and Vic Vaughn.
Uh-oh. I'm a lefty. What's going to happen there? Does this?
Ooh, that's a good point.
Does it matter? Because could I switch it around?
Oh, yes, you can switch it around.
Okay.
That is messed up.
Oh, man. Oh, Vic. Did you even realize that was happening during that conversation?
No, I did not.
Because we were talking about that damn slicing thing.
I know this. From now on, we need to just talk. We need to clear our throats often and talk in more manly voices and throw baseball reference scores in
exactly.
There.
You see them Bears? What a Bears game, yeah.
I feel uncomfortable with that.
All right. Okay.
Buck and Harold sent in this one of Bill Leff.
It was 5 inches, and then all of a sudden it became 3, and sometimes even 2.
What in God's name? What? Whoa. All right.
Harold heard this one of Anna DeVantes.
Can they kind of feel you, like, as you go in?
Jeez, this radio station is filthy. All right.
Mark D. and Tim submitted this one of Wendy.
I would always keep a backup salami.
Yeah.
I don't even care what the context of that is. That's a fantastic sentence. Okay.
Brian emailed this one of Rokon.
He's going to pull out and then re-enter.
Oh, no. No, no, no. God. All right.
Johnsburg AJ sent in this one of Mary Vandeveld.
It's getting harder than it was before.
For some reason, I'm always thrilled when Mary makes it to Straight Out of Context. And Dave. Dave and Mary always love their... The one that they did together, the one they had together, I'll be up there in a minute. I need whatever that was. Remember that one, Dan?
Mm-hmm.
God, that was a great one. All right.
The man who thrills Esmeralda Leon, Lou Manfredini. This one courtesy of Brian.
In a perfect world... If you're going to do this the right way, you want 6 inches.
Okay. All right.
Another one of Lou from Brian.
I don't want it to leak on you.
Esmeralda just lost it. You can hear her, right, Dan?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lou.
The traffic hut is erupting with laughter. Okay.
Fly Jim Bob and Margaret from the North Side sent in this one of Kevin Powell.
How many people after a few of those luges were just getting on their knees and letting the vodka go right into the mouth?
Wow, man. What's going on?
We'll find out later.
Oh, okay.
Tim in Green Bay, Eric, Peter in Uptown, Margaret from the North Side, Champagne Chad, and Kurt in Connecticut. Heard this one of you.
My thing's not working. Story of my life. All right.
Our own Dan Long submitted this one of Mark Carmen.
I've never massaged it to the level that I'm massaging it now.
Oh, man. Nobody needs to see that. All right.
Tanker Bob emailed this one of Wendy.
I have something that he may want.
Okay.
Wyatt Bill sent in this one of you.
Dan, anything pop out for you? Okay.
Brian heard this one of John Williams.
Busy while it wasn't on the air there, I didn't grab my... here it is.
That's good. Okay.
Wild Bill submitted this one of Roe.
I don't want anybody else touching my stuff.
Oh. I don't blame you. All right.
Margaret from the North Side emailed this one of Anna DeVantis.
Yeah, he was kind of extending himself fully.
Oh, boy. All right.
Ken in Milwaukee sent in this one of Roe.
Here, just put this in your mouth and hold on.
It's funny how every week one show kind of dominates the proceedings. It seems to be Roe today. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Jesse and our own Mike Jacobson heard this one of Dean.
Oh, my gosh. I'm titillated.
Okay.
Celine and Margaret from the North Side submitted this one of Andrea Darlis.
Can I be in the backseat of that car?
Whoa. Whoa. Okay.
Laura emailed this one of Wendy.
Do I like an end?
Okay.
And finally, okay. Peter Indicator sent in this one of you.
I can't believe that I have not displayed my sword. I knew it as soon as I said it, man. I knew it as soon as I said it. All right. Thank you guys for submitting it. And again, straight out of context, listen 24/7. Jot down the goofiness and send it to it. NickDShow@gmail.com. We got a break here for weather and for traffic. And then when we come back, we got Nick D Show Spies, and then the Fly Jams shall commence.
Spies.
Hey.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody.
Spies.
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 Like us.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Fly Jams Friday coming up in just a couple of minutes. Get your requests in, 312-981-7200. But before that, we've got Nick D Show Spies. That's when you listen to this radio station 24/7. Whenever anybody mentions me or the show in any capacity, you become a spy. Jot down all the information and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay.
Four clips this week. Okay. Our spies, Fly Jam Bob, Celine, Wild Bill, Jeff, Margaret in Carbondale, Brian, and Rick in Kenosha. First up, WGN Radio Theater was talking about one of your favorite DJs of all time.
I want to know if our listeners remember Captain Whammo. I used to listen to this guy. His real name is Jim Channel, Channell. It says here he was a big star in Chicago.
That's Chanel.
In the 1970s at WDHF and WMET. And he had a show called The Whammo Line.
Actually, Nick DiGilio.
Yeah, he would
brings
know
that up.
Yeah,
all
does he?
The time.
Really?
Yes. When I first started with him about 10 and a half years ago, one of the first nights I was on with him, he just something was going. He was talking about something, and then just went into the Captain Whammo bit that he does.
My hand is on the table, he would say. I mean, I was probably 10, 11 years old listening to this guy. Mm-hmm. He was huge here in Chicago.
Yeah, Captain Whammo. His show wasn't called The Whammo Line. That was one of his segments. He would open up, whenever you called, if you called the show, you were calling to Whammo Line. Yeah, man, Captain Whammo and the Whammo Lion. I was on his show like 8,000 times. I won so much Frampton material. Okay.
Lou Manfredini was up listening to the show last week.
Uh-oh.
Thursday and Friday, both, I got up at 3:30 in the morning. I was out the door at 3:30 in the morning. Mm-hmm. One was to go to Texas and learn about the no trespassing signs. Yeah. And the other was to take Mallory and her friend, who are on a service trip to Honduras right now, at an orphanage. Mallory sent me a beautiful picture. It's like her happy place. She just says, she goes, if I didn't miss you guys so much, I would live here and help these kids forever. Uh-huh. That's so sweet. Beautiful.
It's beautiful.
It really is. And but anyway, what was my point? Oh, I was listening to Nick D, which I don't get to hear Nick DiGilio that much. And you know his whole out of context feature that he does?
Yes.
Yeah, I was part of it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which I'm thinking this whole show is out of context. So he must have tons of material with me.
I even get calls sometimes that say, oh, Lou just said this, send it to Nick.
Yeah, right. It's pretty funny. It was funny. Nick sounds great.
Thank you, Lou. How about that, Esmeralda?
Very nice.
Yeah. Yeah, your show. Dude, we have more than a ton of stuff, Lou. You've provided many wonderful pieces of material, even this morning. Okay.
Andrea and Esmeralda were filling in for John Williams this past Saturday.
Were you guys talking about me, Esmeralda?
Can't help it.
And they mentioned Wonder Woman.
Both saw it yesterday.
Yes. And you should, too. Go out after our show and go see it.
I absolutely.
It's amazing.
Yeah, don't see it now. Wait till about 12:30 and then go see it.
There you go.
The show that I went to, a friend of mine, we went to the Movie Co. in Rosemont, mm-hmm. where Nick does his movies. First time I'd been there. It was awesome. Loved it.
Very nice.
Because Dean said see it on the biggest screen possible. So we didn't do the 3D, but mm-hmm. we saw it in the surround sound. It was phenomenal.
Yes. You guys are talking a little Wonder Woman, huh, Esmeralda?
We were. Well, we couldn't help it because it had just come out.
Yeah.
We had just seen it.
Yeah. I hadn't, at that point, because you guys were on Saturday morning, at that point, I had not seen it. I saw it that Saturday afternoon.
We were all giddy with excitement.
I don't blame you. I'm a 51-year-old man, and I was giddy after that movie was over. So, all right. We got another one?
Yep. Final clip. We heard Kevin Powell's out of context earlier. Here is the context.
We had a vodka luge at our wedding.
A vodka luge.
Which is basically a big old rock of ice, a mountain of ice.
Yes.
And you take a bottle of vodka. I assume most of you know what a luge is. Vodka luge.
Ramp, like a slide?
Yeah, and there's kind of like a funnel at the
bottom.
That's
amazing.
So you hold your shot glass at the bottom, and by the time the warm vodka travels down the luge, you have chilled vodka in your shot glass.
In your shot glass. But how many people after a few of those luges were just getting on their knees and letting the vodka go right into the mouth? Don't take that out of context, Nick D. But I'm sure people were doing that.
We did. Too late, K. Powell. All right. There you go. Well, keep your spying up.